بيجي أنا عشان أهلينا محتاجين.
90% من الأطفال اللي بيعملوا في قطاع غزة هو بيعمل عند اللي هو قريبه من الدرجة الأولى، يعني يا عند أبوه يا عمي.
أنا طلعت من المدرسة عشان أجيب لي خبزية وأبوي المصاحب وعشان أشتغل، أبوي اللي بطلع.
هاي كمان ماكينة وهي ماكينة، هنا واقف كله واقف. هذا المصنع كان يعني زي ما تقول كان فيه حوالي 15 عامل أو 12 عامل، بعد الحصار والهذا كله وقف.
هناك ما يقرب من 35 ألف خريج موجودين عاطلين عن العمل.
We have faced a lot of challenges while implementing this work. The most challenging point was dealing with such children. Here is one of the most crowded places in the world. Here, a kid's childhood is being stolen. Here, children perform semi-begging works. By what law and right do children lose their innocence?
We are now in Al-Amal neighborhood in Beit Lahia. Al-Amal neighborhood is characterized by a large number of working children. These children practice a variety of jobs. As you see, business is the main one. They collect aggregate, plastic and garbage. Child labor has appeared for many reasons. Children's poor academic achievement and deterioration of the economic situation resulting from the blockade on the Gaza Strip are some of the main reasons. Consequently, the Palestinian society should eliminate or at least reduce the child labor phenomenon by all means.
Everything is possible. There is no importance for place or time. Children, as fresh as flowers, work to earn their daily bread.
I am 16 years old. During summer vacation, I work as a street hawker to get my living and be independent. I help my father to bear the miserable condition we live in. I help him in everything as much as I can. Every morning, I drive my donkey cart to the market to carry goods. I earn about 20 to 30 shekels daily. I give the money to my father. I quit school to work and bring money to my father and family. Nuts, 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 seeds and peanuts for one shekel.
With whom do you work, baby?
I work to help my dad in living.
You help your dad? How long have you been working?
Only during vacation. Working children are at the age of 6, 7, or 8. Those who are less than the age of 10 are forced into the labor market by their parents or those acting in their place. So we cannot count working children accurately, since there is no accurate survey of those aged less than 17 available.
During my work in child-related organizations, I found a number of types of working children. There are children employed in their father's work, children who work privately, and children employed with non-related employers. As a social worker, my role varies from one child to another.
هنا كان دوري كأخصائية اجتماعية بيختلف من طفل لطفل.
Necessary laws to prohibit child labor have disappeared. The ground ate the children's little bare feet, and tree branches tore the little soft hands. Appearance of childhood has left them.
I work with my father to get my allowance and to help him bear the cost of me going to my school. We work on this land with our father. We do everything, maintaining the land, supplying goods to the market, planting the greenhouses with vegetables, collecting figs, and selling them to salesmen. Figs are our main source of living.
I go to work on the land with my brothers. If I did not work, I would never get my allowance. This is the norm here in the family. I wish I could live similarly to other girls in the world.
Children are innocent at the moment. They trust people. They work in fields that require commitment and social communication for which children are not prepared. This leads the children to an evil consequence, which is losing faith in people and human relationships, a feeling that will last all their lives. 90% of working children are employed by first-degree relatives, such as fathers. From a human rights perspective, there is a fault in the labor law itself.
Actually, if you were in my place, you would cry. Thanks Allah, I can hold my tears and make nobody laugh at me. It is the first time I have spoken about this to somebody. If I kept these feelings inside, I would explode.
Would you like to buy some?
What do you sell?
Books.
Books about what?
The Quran.
Don't you go to school?
I go.
Do you work only during vacation?
No, I sell Quran books because nobody in my family works and our living condition is miserable. 99% of children's jobs in the Gaza Strip are dangerous and threatening to children's lives.
It is hard labor. It's an unbelievable exploitation. Hundreds of children are like wheat being grinded in the millstone. The sun detached the color of their skin, and tears dried in their eyes.
أصعب مهنة يعملون فيها الأطفال هي جمع الحصى. جمع الحصى بما
Collecting aggregate is one of the most difficult jobs working children practice. The job exposes children's bodies to dangerous burdens. They collect aggregate by donkey cart from destroyed buildings and streets, etc. This is due to the ongoing strict economic crisis resulting from the blockade imposed on the Gaza Strip, which causes a scarcity of raw construction materials. I am 13 years old. I go to school. When I leave school, I go with my father to collect and sell aluminum and copper materials. Then I go home to sleep. We earn 5, 10, or 20 shekels each day.
It is the lost innocence. It is the bare childhood wandering in the roads, looking for means of subsistence.
I work here to help my father cover the costs of our living and school. We, like many working children, work for the sake of our poor families.
While we were filming some working child, his employer, discovered us and sent another child to threaten and urge him not to talk to the camera and immediately returned to the work.
Go away. That's enough.
The employer wants you to sell.
I am going to sell soon.
I am going to tell the employer. I swear to Allah, I will let him fire you.
Okay, I'm coming. Just tell him I'm coming. Boys t-shirts, girls t-shirts, t-shirts, t-shirts.
Do you sit alone or with your brothers?
With only one.
How old is he?
I do not want to be filmed.
Okay, we want to buy.
We attempted to interview this girl, but she ran as soon as she saw the camera.
وردت فعلهم الهروب من الكاميرا أو الالتقاء مع الصحفيين أو الشرح.
They will run away if asked to meet journalists and tell their stories. They become familiar with an idea that their relationship with people is humiliation. Even attempting to ask them, as a journalist, about their suffering will be considered humiliation. This is how these children understand people's communication. They prefer to escape rather than to communicate with people.
من الأفضل قدر الإمكان إني أهرب من التواصل الاجتماعي ورح أضل يهرب طول عمره من كل الناس ومن كل الأشياء.
جاءت اتفاقية حقوق الطفل اللي تضع رؤية أكثر تكامل.
Human rights has a more comprehensive vision that aims at a guarantee of growth with all the meanings of the word: physical, spiritual, psychological, mental, and intellectual growths. It also guarantees the existence of a supportive environment that protects human rights in general. And the rights of dignity, and to grow up in social, economic, and cultural conditions that can condition a child to be positive to his society and to be able to produce.
شخص نافع في مجتمعه شخص قادر على الإنتاج المعرفي والثقافي وما إلى ذلك.
It was not only limited to the work of that girl. She was also forced to assist her younger sister, who was in our firm as well.
Can you see that? Oh, great. Come on with me. There is an eggplant. Let's see. I would like to teach you to become like me and pick vegetables by yourself when you grow up. When these eggplants grow up, they're held from below to avoid the thorns. You have to do like this and put them with pepper. This way it seems beautiful. Then we sit down and take a rest.
When we read the third article in the third division of the labor law, we will notice that the law excludes first-class relatives of an employer. So children can work with their fathers. The law is not applicable to these children since they belong to the first-class relatives of the employer. I swear Allah, he will be glad if he sees we did the weeding, but he won't pay us tonight.
I swear Allah, we won't be able to save money. Go and complete your work.
I wish I could be a doctor. I work on this land with a small wage. I hope I can buy a computer and play games and many other things. I weed this land and maintain the trees, water them, and do everything. I hope I can save money to buy a school uniform and to live happily. I will be a doctor, God willing. The learning ability of this child, in addition to his recognition of human dignity, is different than it is in other children not involved in the labor market. Child labor means exhaustion of the body. No time to rest, to play, or to practice hobbies. No matter how serious these points seem, They are important for a child's psychological and intellectual maturity. Through practicing hobbies and playing, a child develops characteristics.
طاقة الطفل في مجالات يعني بناءة وما إلى ذلك.
الخطير في الموضوع أن هذه الظاهرة في حالة ازدياد وفي حالة تفشي. قلنا أن
The phenomenon of child labor is expanding due, as I said, to the increase of unemployment and poverty. In our study about child labor, we recommend that the Legislative Council create a law against child employment. The Ministry of the Interior should also prosecute employers of children. And the Ministry of Labor should intensify its monitoring actions against factories and workshops that employ children. Awareness raising campaigns on child labor should also be carried out.
طواقم التفتيش العمالي وأن تراقب المنشآت والمصانع وأصحاب العمل الذين يشغلون الأطفال هناك أيضا يجب أن تتوفر بيئة تعليمية.
القانون الأساسي ألزم وزارة التربية والتعليم بأنه يتم
The Palestinian Basic Law obliges the Ministry of Education to offer free and compulsory education to the 10th grade. Therefore, the only place for children this age is school. Afterwards, they can join vocational education. Actually, employing children under the age of 15 is a violation of labor law as well. Even the employment of those less than 18 violates the 25th article of the Basic Law. A child has a right to live with his or her family. He or she has the right to enjoy childhood and maternal care that guarantees physical, intellectual, and economic growth for him or her and his or her environment.
The nature of the work is not important. Whatever its health conditions or risk were is not of great importance. What does matter is to get money and secure his family's sustenance as possible.
These children are deprived from their innocence and games. They work as animal cart drivers. They're in a bad mood. They work to earn their living rather than to save money for their future. This is the Future Hope Center. It provides services to about 150 children weekly. The services include therapeutic sessions. These children quit school and most of them work. The center has made great efforts with the children and succeeded in returning 84 of them to school in about 4 months.
I was wandering in the streets, asking myself whether I am a good person or not. So I joined the vocational school to get the benefit of learning a craft and have a workshop as well as others. They visited me at home and asked me whether I quit school. I said yes, I did. They asked me why I quit school. I said that it was because I wanted to work. They asked me about my work. I said I worked in farming. They invited me to join their vocational school, provided I quit working. I agreed. I joined the vocational school and learned a craft. They came every day to the farms to see if I was still working there. I was prohibited from working outside the school.
Some organizations bring a gleam of hope to those children. The organizations target few of the children for rehabilitation.
The بصراحة الطفل يجب أن تتوافر.
A child should enjoy psychological, social, and economic environments suited to achieve a model education.
النموذجية والمثالية.
في دول العالم الثالث حيث.
In the third world, where there is no democracy, principles of the mastery of law and separation of powers do not exist. Neither does the idea that the country is responsible for its citizens. People here are left to face their fate alone. They have to encounter poverty, unemployment, and sickness themselves. So the driving force pushing children into the labor market is poverty. Being forced to clean cars or to work as a street hawker or beggar is very humiliating for a child. Such jobs are not appropriate for children. Imagine how embarrassing it is to him or her when a child doing such work is forced to communicate with people.
التعامل وفي مواجهة الآخرين اللي بدي يشتغل معهم.
بنقعد 10 أيام عشان نلم كزة هذا وبنروح بعد.
We spend 10 days filling a bag like this.
وبنروح بنجيب العجة.
Before it is sold, we burn it and the smoke covers our faces. With the earnings, we buy food for my family. We suffer from wounds and smoke resulting from our work.
بنتشفر وبننح وبتيجي علينا عجة وهذا ولا ودخان.
Do you think trust companies will compensate this working child in case he has a work injury? Of course they will not. Even being employed by his father or by one of his first class relatives won't allow the child to be covered by the trust companies. According to the labor law, this age category is excluded from the application of the law. So this is a fault, since the working child's rights are not acknowledged. I was carrying a piece of metal after it was dropped on the ground and injured my hand and leg from this position. My trousers were damaged. I used to sell lupine seed nuts, but it was not profitable, so I turned to selling this book. The profit is a shekel for each book. My father is unemployed. I work to earn the living for me and my family. I have a family of 7 members.
انا وابويا اللي بنصرف على البيت.
يعني هذه المهن يعني فضلا عن انه يعني هي بتشكل.
These types of jobs violate a child's dignity, life and body. They turn children into beggars. Nothing but unemployment and poverty pushes a child to porterage, waste collection, aggregate collection, tunnel work, fishing, etc.
إلا فقط هي البطالة والفقر والعوز.
في الأراضي الفلسطينية فرص العمل التي تتوفر للأطفال هي أكثر.
In the Palestinian territories, working opportunities offered to children and women are much greater than those offered to men. The reason for this is wages. Employing a child does not cost the employer fair wages as it does with adults. The employer also does not respect labor rights, such as the rights to paid weekend vacations, sick leaves, rest, limited working hours, and wages suitable for working hours. These rights are completely ignored since the law prohibits employing children.
This child tries to earn a living despite the blazing sun. It is not just about labor, but the children practice begging unknowingly.
Would you like to buy from me?
What do you sell?
Quran books.
How much does it cost?
3 shekels.
غير عن الشغلات المنهجية بندرس علاجية بنقدم لهم احنا دائما.
In addition to methodological services and therapeutic sessions, we provide psychological and social support through a team of specialists and social workers. We have a certain room in which children play and use their inner energy. At the same time, we use the room as an educational facility. It is also used as warming up and to diagnose children who have learning difficulties. A child with a learning difficulty of some kind is treated basically through playing methodology, one of the most successful methodologies in treatment of a child's learning difficulties.
This situation is unfortunate and disastrous. It's very difficult to address. The treatment should be done by united efforts of the government, civil society, syndicates, NGOs, and parents. Families should be entrusted with creating a good educational environment, along with the Ministry of Education, the Ministry of Social Affairs, the Ministry of Labor, and Ministry of the Interior. All those should address the seriousness of this phenomenon in order to ensure a future generation of the Palestinian people with psychological characteristics that can offer good for the country.
Their tears are only evidence of the extent of damage these children are imposed to. The conditions are still hard, but the question is, when shall this violation of children's rights stop?